morning. Someone else has joined us.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
It sounds like Steve, but he sounds like he's really far away.
I'm here.
Hi, good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Happy Thanksgiving! Is that me echoing back on my headset, Nancy, or?
I'm not getting the echo. Sometimes you get it more than I do.
Okay. Okay, well, there's three of us here, and I think I know who we are.
Are you cooking today, Mary Lou?
You know, I'm not. My daughter-in-law is doing the cooking, and I took her before I left on my last little trip. We went to Boise and Yakima for the Rhythm and Weekend. And before I went, I took over a organic turkey. First time we've ever bought an organic turkey that clearly said no antibiotics.
How much was yours pound?
No hormones, $2.99. Yeah. And then I had a $5 off coupon, so I think it came to like $37 for 16 pounds, and that was a little over 16 pounds. That was the biggest one I could get. And the funny thing was, I was digging through the bin, and there were only two left, and this one felt a little bigger to me, but it didn't have a tag on it.
Mm.
So I asked the butcher if he could weigh it for me and tag it for me. And sure enough, it was bigger. But you know what? We got to talking and found out the guy had ankle surgery, had tons of pins in his ankle, his foot killed him all the time, his knee was hurting him. And Larry and he just stood there and just struck up a great conversation. And Larry ended up asking him if he'd ever tried Magnus. No, he tried some kind of expensive orthotics, and they hurt him even worse, and they went on and on and on. Larry said, I'll tell you what, he said, I come in here all the time, I might bring you, I'll bring you something, you give him a try. And he went in there yesterday morning to pick up our last minute stuff, and the guy saw him, and Larry went up smiling from ear to ear with a pair of magnets in his hands, and the guy said, oh, he said, I've been thinking about you all week. I was so hoping you'd come back.
Don't you just love that?
Cool. Yeah.
That's great.
Pardon me?
That is great.
Yeah, wasn't that fun? So anyway, there are people all around you. All you got to do is strike up a conversation and find out, you know, who needs you. But Nancy, what I'm doing, So, I took them the turkey, and then for 40 years I've been making pumpkin chiffon pies. As our family has grown, and, you know, my brothers and everybody's got their own families and everything now, and we just, you know, we got such a huge family, we can't all get together anymore. My nieces even have written me and asked me for the recipes, so it's been going on and on and on, so I was asked to bring those. But I also made and I'm anxious to taste it, a non-dairy, low-fat pumpkin pie. It looks absolutely wonderful. I made it with tofu. I found this under the Silken Light Tofu recipe in my Eating Well magazine. It's got tofu, pumpkin, honey, vanilla, and then your cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, and cloves. And I couldn't find the right blade for my food processor, so I ended up putting it in my blender last night. Blender, and then you put it in a pie shell and bake it.
What kind?
It looks wonderful.
You got it from the Eating Well?
Yeah. In fact, Ruth found it on the. I thought I'd send the recipe out if it tastes good, because people might want to try this for Christmas. But I did put my, you know, I tasted this the pumpkin stuff before I baked it, and it tasted wonderful.
Mm-hmm. You used the canned pumpkin?
I did. Because I bought the wrong pumpkins.
Oh, well, I told you there are two kinds. One's for
I never knew that when I was growing up. But, you know, there, I think they probably weren't different pumpkins back then. They probably genetically modified these things, too.
That's a good point.
So you got the great big pumpkins for carving.
Mm-hmm.
And the littler, healthier ones for cooking. So, anyway.
On the, and apparently the Eating Well is tied into the Real Age website.
Mm-hmm.
There was a thing for, I mentioned this yesterday or the day before, pumpkin pie crust.
Oh.
And I'll just read you the ingredients. So it's interesting that it came off of this, but, and you know what, as I go, you'll say, whole wheat pastry flour, and
I buy that now.
And half a cup of all-purpose flour, which is not horrible. A teaspoon of sugar, not horrible. 2 tablespoons of cold unsalted butter, not awful. 2 tablespoons of reduced fat sour cream. 2 tablespoons of canola oil and 2 tablespoons of ice water. That's it. And so, you know, you look at the recipe and you say butter, sour cream, horrible. It's not horrible. And you, when you think of that, all the whole pie crust, you're getting probably a half a teaspoon.
That's right.
So, you know, for somebody who's looking to make a pie crust, this is something that they might want to do. And I don't remember whether I sent this to you or not.
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Well.
Well, my pies are done. I won't use it this time. It doesn't be a good thing to have for next time.
Yeah, I don't make pie crust. This is one that you have to dough. And I have problems with that stuff.
You know,
sounds interesting.
And as far as the reduced calories for reduced sour cream, you know, I buy the Tofutti now,
mm-hmm.
which is a pretty good, it's pretty clean on the label. So
mm-hmm.
2 teaspoons of that.
Yeah. I mean, like, right. It's not a big deal either way.
Mm-mm.
This has 10 milligrams of potassium, which is a lot. Oh, 6 grams of fat, 2 saturated, 2 mono.
And the pie probably is divided into 6 or 8 pieces.
Yeah. Let me see if it says what size pie. It doesn't say what size. Shape into a 5-inch disc, but that's when you're, before you roll it into a 13-inch circle for a 9-inch pan.
Yeah.
It's a small pan, isn't it? How much are bigger than, and you can always make it.
I know, because the pie is pretty thick. I usually, you know, put a pretty thick piece of pie. I think the filling is healthier than the crust usually.
And you're not putting anything on top for that.
Uh-uh.
So, interesting. So, I just pulled it off. I, you know, I had no intention of making it, but I did pull it off in case somebody was interested in it.
Where did you find that?
Yeah. I was looking for his notes, too, on Real Age. I thought it was his, that's why I got in here to the computer, and that's why I was boo-hooing this morning. I got the story again. But I know there were some hints I remembered the other day to keep us on track, and, you know, before we show up to the to the holiday dinner, to make sure that we, you know, have had something healthy to eat before we go. You know, like have some fresh veggies or something like that, and make sure we go for our walk and drink plenty of water. You know, just be prepared before we go, so we're just not showing up starving like we were taught when we were younger.
Right. Do you get his newsletter?
Yeah, I do.
Then this should have come up as pumpkin pie crust as the heading.
Okay. Well, you know, I've been traveling so much this month, I just have deleted a lot of emails.
Yeah, this is the past several days.
Okay.
Well, it's certainly the last week.
Okay.
You know, the headline was pumpkin pie crust.
Huh.
Yeah. You don't get... I have the thing that came through when I printed it at the bottom. Does that... Well, if you put that in, will that take you to it?
If you put the website...
Well, it's realage.com, and then there's the underline...
Are you there? If you put the link, you know, when you after you get to where it is, then you go up to the bar and you copy and paste that link into the website, that'll definitely take us to it.
Well, the thing that prints, you know, when you copy something from the computer and you get that at the bottom, the HTTP, the whole link there.
That'll usually do it.
Okay, well, if you need it, let me know. I have it on here.
Oh, let me know. I'll just a second. I'll put it in there. And, okay, what is it? Real Age something, huh?
RealAge.com/news.
Just a minute. News.
Underline.
Yeah.
Features, plural.
Yeah.
/TIP, tip.
Yeah.
Dot A. Yeah. S is in Sam, P, Peter, X, X-ray. ? V, Victor.
S, Peter, X, what?
?
Yeah.
V, Victor.
Wow.
There was an A before the S. Did you get that?
Yep.
Equals.
Oh, dear.
It's just, we're
how many more of these?
3/4 of the way. Equals 2, the and sign.
The at sign?
Yeah, arrow. I, B. Equals 18,600.
I see what this does.
Okay.
Okay, it's going somewhere. Is there anyone else who has joined us this morning? It's Steve and Nancy and Mary Lou, and this is the Advanced Lifestyle Call. Yeah, it's echoing back pretty bad.
It's not working.
No.
Hmm.
No, I stopped you before you got them all.
No, that was it.
Okay. No.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Hey, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. That sounds like Dottie.
Yes, it is. I know, I was talking to my daughter. I called her up just for about a 2-minute conversation, but 7 pounds of the computer and asking me all these questions. I said, I got to get on this conference call.
Well, now there's 4 of us, Dottie. I was telling my husband about you yesterday and taking karate. My goodness. I'm so proud of you.
Proud of myself too, you know, because I keep up with these young kids, and it's unbelievable, you know, what your mind body can do, you know. You put
That's
your mind.
Right.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about that last night. Since you're building all this muscle burns more fat than not having it.
Right. And didn't you say you've lost something like 70 pounds?
That was before.
Yeah, I lost 77 pounds about...
How many?
77.
My good, that's what I thought you said.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
So.
It's been over 30 years, 35 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I've never put it back on, you know, 5 pounds here and 5 pounds there, but that's about, you know, the basis of it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for you. What an inspiration.
Yeah. Yep, and I don't ever want to have that weight on again.
No.
So was that before or after children that you got rid of it?
It was after children, after I had my second child.
Okay.
You know, because, like, you have the first one, and you gain a little weight, and you kind of go along with it, and then you have the second one. I mean, I gained 60 pounds with each one of my children.
Wow.
Oh. And you know what? After the baby's born, it's not a 60-pound baby.
How come?
I get on that scale, and I think I even gained weight. I'm like, how do you do that and have a 9-pound baby and gain weight, you know?
Wait, you had 9-pound babies?
Yeah.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah.
Ouch.
When the first one was only 6'5".
Oh.
Yeah. That was a big baby.
Mm.
Yep. My son.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Nancy, I had deleted that. It hadn't even been opened, so I did find that newsletter. It was dated the 19th.
Oh, good.
And it's Healthy Gut Pumpkin Pie Crust that Nancy was sharing this morning, Dottie.
So you'll send it down then?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's from Dr. Oz and Rosin's Real Age website. Healthy Gut Pumpkin Pie Crust.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah. What if you could have your pie and eat it, too, without the pastry guilt? We've got a pumpkin pie crust recipe that cuts carbs, fat, and calories and still tastes delicious. And I don't think he has his pie recipe here, though, does he, Nancy? I made I was sharing with Nancy last night that I made a non-dairy, low-fat pumpkin pie. I haven't tasted it yet, but if it's really, really good, I'll pass it on to everybody. But in place of the eggs and milk and all that stuff, it's tofu, and then it's got your pumpkin, honey, vanilla, and then your spices, your cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, and cloves. And then you bake it. And I put it in my blender and, you know, to mix it all together. And it was so creamy and tasted like pumpkin pie before I ever baked it. So I mentioned it to Ruth. She found it on the internet, and I think she might be trying it too. So, but it says here that each piece is 134 calories, 1 gram of fat, 4 protein, 29 carbohydrates, 49 sodium. No cholesterol and 2 grams of fiber. So,
how many calories?
134.
Okay.
And then you add this crust here of Dr. Oz. This is 104 calories. So.
This is the sodium test.
Yeah. The pie certainly does. Yeah. And so does the crust here.
It's a little bit high, but
pretty darn close, though.
So. Yeah, right. Yeah. Good. So you'll pass those down, both of them?
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Well, I wonder if you want me to wait and see if I taste it first. I better taste this one first. But anyway, when it comes out, it was real wiggly, but it's set up very nicely.
Did you do it in water?
What?
Did you bake it in water?
No.
Okay. Well, then you'll just pass the crust down at least.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
But, you know, they're both in the same website, so you can pass them both down. And so you haven't tried it yet, but try it.
No, I don't see the pie here.
Oh. I thought it was from that, from the Eating Well or whatever it's called.
Yeah, but it's from my magazine.
Okay. Well, whatever.
The Eating Well magazine. It's not right here. I don't see it.
So do you think the magazine is independent of him? Because I know that on this one it says Eating Well Pumpkin Pie Crust.
Yeah, I see that.
You think they're the same or not?
Well, Ruth found it, so it's probably there.
Okay.
I've already copied and pasted the pumpkin pie crust to a document. So it'll take me a little bit here. So, Dottie, what are you doing today?
Well, I have the turkey in the oven and the red potatoes. I'm making red potatoes, and my husband made the squash. I mean, it's not quite a diet delight, but it is a wonderful. It's a restaurant that we go to. My husband's done a lot of work in the restaurant, and so they kind of guided him on the squash that is just absolutely phenomenal. And so, anyways, he made 8 pounds. I have a lot of vegetables and stuff, and so I'm just hoping. Right now, I am just, you know, when you smell all that, you know, you don't really feel hungry. It's like the next day. I usually don't have problems on the Thanksgiving. It's usually the next day and the leftovers that, you know, call at me. And the desserts have been really. I've been having trouble with the desserts, so I have to just get them out of the house quick.
Yeah, and that's one nice thing about my, we're going to my daughter-in-law's, and I shared with Nancy, I bought the organic turkey this year for the first time, and with no hormones, and it says on there, no hormones, no antibiotics,
was fed, Mary Lou?
Pardon me?
Did it say what they were fed?
Yeah, organic grain, and they were, it did say, fed organic grain, and they were free-range turkeys, so.
The one I got says it was fed vegetables.
Wow.
I don't know what that means, but I've never bought one like this, and I've never paid this much money for one.
Okay, some more people have joined us. Good morning, happy Thanksgiving. Who's here with us? Do you want to tell us who you are and where you're from? Did you hear me echo?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm just curious what Daddy's squash is.
Well, it's, it's squash. Yellow squash. And,
kind of squash to use.
Has, I guess it has, I mean, the secret part of it is the brown sugar in it.
I think she wanted to know what kind of squash.
Oh, it was the yellow squash, winter squash.
Is that like the one that's like an hourglass or something?
Like a banana?
Yeah.
I made them. Okay. Did he bake it whole or did you cut it up?
Well, I mean, like I said, I mean, he went to the restaurant and they made it with him. I mean, he actually was behind the stove and cutting it, and they were telling him, you put this in, you put that in, and, well, he made it. I mean, we went to the restaurant and they had it with a fish dish, and it was just absolutely delicious. So at Easter time, my daughter wanted my husband to make it, or have them make it. And so anyways, he did it for Easter, and I said to him, just jokingly, I said, we can have that squash for Thanksgiving? And he says, yep. And I'm like, okay.
Mm.
So, yeah, he was there last night cutting and peeling and cooking.
Oh, that's funny.
It was kind of cool, you know.
I'm amazed that they'll let him do that.
Well, I mean, they're very good friends of ours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, they did it, like, after hours.
I don't think this is a recipe we want.
I don't think so, but it's so good. I know I'm going to have some of that. I'm not going to say I'm not, but, yeah.
I made one of those squash a couple weeks ago, because that was the last of the squash that I had bought, and I had never bought one before. And Ruth had come on and said that you can bake them whole. So I did that, and it was so much easier than trying to...
Uh-huh.
And it didn't make a mess in the oven. You know, on the cookie sheet that I made it on, and it just, when it got soft, it just kind of collapsed a little bit, and I just scooped it out. And the first bite I ate it, it was not as sweet as butternut squash, and I thought, why am I wasting my time? Although it was a similar color, pretty color. But now it seems to have sweet, and I'm just eating it plain. It seems to have sweetened up.
Mm-hmm.
As it said, I don't know why.
Did anybody, I sent down the recipes here for the McDougal's Thanksgiving dinner. Did anybody try any of the recipes there from that group?
Did you?
No. The only thing I found here, no, because the only thing I need is the pie.
Okay.
I had to make pies.
When did you send that out?
I was just curious. When did I send it out? A couple weeks ago. So everybody could be prepared. Maybe it was when your email wasn't down, was it, Steve?
No, just the website.
Is everybody else getting this echo, or is it just
a little? Yeah, but that happens periodically on these calls. It's annoying, I know.
Your pumpkin pie and more makeovers. I just am on the Eating Well website. I haven't found the pie I made yet, Nancy.
Oh, okay. Are you having turkey tonight, Mary Lou?
I am. Yeah, I am. I definitely have, I probably won't have a very much, but I'm going to have a little bit because, number one, I want to make sure, I've never had one of these organic birds.
Uh-huh.
And since she's serving it to a lot of people, I want to at least be able to taste it and make sure it's not tough or anything like that. I've never had one before. Have you?
Yeah, I've been buying fresh turkeys for years and years because I don't like the taste of the ones that are pre-basted. They taste fatty to me, and I just...
Oh, yeah.
So I've been buying fresh, and, yeah, they generally have been no antibiotics, no, you know, but this is the first year, and it's interesting, the price ranges that we have had here, but it's the first year that it says that it's vegetarian fed. I've not seen that one before.
Uh-huh.
I've never spent it. It used to be the turkey was a cheap meal. Years ago, even when I was buying frozen ones, I always bought non-debased it, and it was like 39 cents a pound. I've never spent this much on a turkey, and I've never bought this small of a turkey, but we're a small crowd, so. And I hope
how big of a turkey is it?
I only bought a 13-something. And I hope
how many people do you think that'll feed?
They say a pound a person, I believe, but, you know, kids, of course, is different. It's so much waste on turkey, though.
Okay, because mine came in at 16 pounds. I think she's got 14 people, but six of them are kids.
She'll have leftovers.
And she said, I don't know, maybe I better go get a ham.
And there's food, too.
To have my, enough food. And
oh,
I said, don't you dare. I left the price tag on the turkey. Dottie, I was sharing with Nancy. It said it was $42 for this 16-pound organic turkey. And it also, I had a $5 off coupon. So.
It helps.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? I think it's worth it. Look at the money that we've saved all year long. Since May anyway, because we have been eating so healthy.
Well, I debated because the Amish turkeys were, I think, like 40 or 50 cents a pound less. And a friend of mine said, why did you spend so much on your turkey? I said, you know what? I decided my family was worth it.
That's right.
And she decided not to buy the fresh because she saved 40 cents and bought it the cheapest for her family. And I didn't say anything else.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh. No, I just got an unexpected guest coming for Thanksgiving.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Or is it
at 5 o'clock this morning. So he won't even be here for dinner. He's a plumbing inspector for Harvard University. And they had a major break and, you know, he has to go in. So I'm hoping that he'll be here sometime today.
With that reminds me when you say unexpected guests. Bob and this is something that I've remembered. Bob and Harriet Berg, they're golds in our organization. They live up at Oak Harbor, Washington, which is a big, huge Navy base. And every single year, Bob works for Civil Air Patrol or something. Anyway, they're kind of tied in, and so you know he knows a lot of the Navy guys up there, and. Every year, he brings somebody, you know, a few people, Navy guys home that are away from their families. He brings them for Thanksgiving dinner. Isn't that a nice thing to do?
That's great.
I mean, that is a wonderful. You know, it's funny. I was watching the news this morning, and they were showing the pantries, you know, the kitchen pantries of all people that don't have, you know, have anybody to go, and they go to these pantries. And I said, geez, you know, one of these years, I'd love to just do that.
We'll cook,
you know,
there.
And bring the whole family. You know, just tell them to let's donate our time and serve a meal. You know, like that. You know,
we have friends who do that every year in their 80s.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, just gratifying, really. You know, to help people like that. So.
Yeah, my sister has done that. My younger sister, and I know she said that was very, very. Very gratifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you get more out of it than they get. You know, I think so. Anyways, that's my...
One thing that we started several years ago anyway, we go around the table and say what we're grateful for.
Mm. Oh.
And it seems like the older I get, the more choked up I get.
Yeah.
And, you know, little things.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Well, we are all grateful for what we have.
Yeah.
You know?
But we forget that.
Don't you think, like, even setting goals, you know how we set goals for Nathan and everything, you know?
Yeah.
And so when they say, you know, the car, you put the picture of the car and you do this and you do that, I mean, you know, I feel so blessed, you know, that, I really don't want anything. And I think that's kind of hard. I mean, it sounds kind of, I don't know, funny, but... you know, there's nothing that I really want to actually put as a goal and say, well, when I reach that goal, I'm going to get that, you know. And, you know, every year I keep saying to myself, you know, there's got to be something out there that I really have to, you know, that really wants me to, you know, to achieve something because I'll get this goal. Does anybody have any suggestions, or is anybody in that?
Well, it sounds
we don't want money. I mean, I don't think you ever can have enough money. I mean, I think, you know, eventually I think, you know, that way. But I'm just saying, like, you know, people put cars. You know, I just don't put value on things like that. You know, or having a money bag or, you know what I'm saying? I those things are just so superficial. You know?
Well, you just better fill up that society pillar then, Dottie, because it sounds to me like you could certainly put it out there knowing that you were going to reach that goal and give something huge to somebody else, I think that might be much more satisfying for you.
Right. I think you're right. I think that's what I need to do. I need to, superficial things are just not my bag. They never were. Friends of mine, they go by, you know, they do all these trips and they do, and they, you know, I got this, I got that, you know, to me. I mean, so what? You have your family. To me, having my family around me and having my health and helping people is, you know, so much more rewarding than trying to get things. I don't know. Does anybody feel that same way, or am I just being a little sentimental today?
Well, I don't know. I just had a birthday, and there wasn't one thing that I really wanted, and my husband's birthday is this Sunday, and I cannot manage to get out of him what he wants. So I think we're just all maybe a little more balanced these days. But
yeah, you know, you might be right. That's probably what it is. We're probably more in balance, and
we are realizing, we are recognizing that there is, you know, more to life. So
I think part of it is the age, because it's interesting that you say that. I have a big birthday coming next week, and I'm sure my husband is going
to a big birthday.
Yeah, it is. My husband, I'm sure, is racking his brains, and the kids are probably wondering, what am I going to get her? And you know what? I can hear my mother saying, I really don't need anything, and I feel like my mother, but you get to a point in life where those things really are not important anymore.
Right.
It was funny what I was going to get, what my husband was going to get me, was one of these new fancy phones, because my Palm Pilot has died, my laptop is too big to be carrying, and so it was either, you know, and it is time for me to get a new phone. So we went down, looked at all those fancy new telephones, and we went to two different carriers, and I walked out and said, you know, I just don't think I want one of those things, because not only are the phones, well, they're spendy, but I think what they charge you per month is absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, it is. It is ridiculous. It really
I'd rather have a smaller laptop and be able to carry things, you know, carry it with me that way and keep my phone separate. So, anyway, hey, you guys, it's after 7:30, and I appreciate those of you that have been on here.
It's 25 minutes of 11 here. Oh, that sounded so funny. I'm like, boy, oh boy, did my clocks go crazy or what?
We do have several other people on here with us, so I just checked, and if there's anybody there that would like to ask a question before we go. Okay, and the other thing Nancy and I were talking about is, remember, you guys, that I'm not going to show up, but my daughter-in-law is just ravishingly hungry. I'm going to make sure I've had some healthy things to eat before I go, like my raw veggies and my plenty of water, and I'll get my walk in. So we'll just go and we'll be prepared, and let's just enjoy our family and our loved ones today. And I just really appreciate all of you that come on these calls, because it certainly makes it easier for us. And let's have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and you guys are a blessing in my life, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Thanks again, Emily.
Have a great one.
Bye-bye. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye now.
Bye-bye.